Hello, colleagues, particularly those in the academic clinician track. I thought I would give you a little bit of history as to why the promotion guidelines for AC are evolving. I want to remind you that the track started in 2004. It was founded with criteria for promotion that were truly based on time and teaching excellence. That lasted a number of years until 2012, when it became apparent that the track needed to evolve because of all of the incredible things that faculty in the track were accomplishing. And so in 2012, the criteria were revised to include not only teaching excellence and clinical expertise, but also distinguishing contributions. And those distinguishing contributions essentially set the stage for the area of concentration that exists today. Given the number of individuals in the AC track and the importance of being evaluated by one's peer group, the PSOM co-op, the Committee on Appointments and Promotions, established a subcommittee called the AC and Clinical Co-op. And that group functions somewhat independently from School of Medicine co-op that reviews tenure CE and research track cases. It does this because it is critically important that your peers are evaluating your accomplishments, and the best people to evaluate AC accomplishments are, in fact, those in the academic clinician track. There were no additional changes until 2019, when the promotion criteria then formally reflected areas of concentration. And so why are we making changes in 2024? Well, the AC track is now our largest track, and the new mediums reflect the cases that the School of Medicine co-op is already seeing. So this is really acknowledging the excellence that those individuals have already achieved. The promotion standards for the academic clinician track are now aligned, reflecting the same impact and trajectory as the other tracks. So that same framework now applies to all four full-time faculty tracks. And importantly, the emphasis on areas of concentration distinguish the academic clinician track from Penn Medicine clinicians. I'll remind you that Penn Medicine clinicians are not a faculty track. That is a staff appointment, and for those Penn Medicine clinicians that teach, they are eligible for a clinical faculty appointment. And so the way to distinguish PMCs from academic clinicians is this area of concentration, which is why you will discover the area of concentration is really critically important to the promotions process for academic clinicians.